Sanctuary of the Incoronata, Lodi. The Sanctuary of the Incoronata is situated in the street of the same name. Built in 1488, in the time of Bishop Carlo Pallavicino, to plans by Giovanni Battaggio, the sanctuary is the city's most prestigious monument. The church is an early example in Lombardy of Bramante's ideal central plan building, and houses notable decorative cycles by painters Giovanni and Matteo della Chiesa, Bergognone, the Piazzas, the early 16th century dynasty of Lodi painters, and Stefano Maria Legnani, called Il Legnanino. The church occupies the site of a former brothel where there was a fresco of a Madonna on the facade. According to tradition, after certain miracles which took place in 1487, the ecclesiastical authorities and the citizenry decided to build the church to commemorate the wonderful events. Externally running around the octagonal timbre is a balustrade with small columns and pinnacles. Battaggio's design, an octagonal plan with radial chapels, octaves, separated by decorative pilasters, two aisles and a portico, represents a unique example in the Lombardy of the times. The use of an octagonal plan was inspired by studies made by Donato Bramante for San Satiro in Milan. Just a year after the start of work, Battaggio left the site because of quarrels with the commissioning authorities, and work continued under Dolce Buono until 1493. Inside the church, an arcaded matronium with blue and gold columns runs around the upper level. The umbrella cupola is illuminated by light filtering through the round windows. At the end of the 15th century, the church was frescoed by the two Della Chiesa brothers and Ambrogio da Fossano, called Il Bergognone. The latter is the author of the four splendid panels dedicated to the life of Mary and situated at the sides of the St. Anne Chapel: Annunciation, Adoration of the Magi, Visitation, and Presentation in the Temple. The latter is worthy of particular note, as it is also a valuable historical document. The setting is that of the Incoronata itself, with the interior of the time still recognizable in the two candelabra motif pilasters in gold on a blue background in the main altar octagon. In the middle of the chapel is a late work by Callisto Piazza, depicting the Fall of St. Paul. Almost nothing remains of the frescoes painted by the Della Chiesas, which were subsequently covered by the Piazza's panels. Only some votive frescoes of Madonnas and Child remain on the pillars at the entrance to the church. The two organ shutters, portraying St. Catherine of Alessandria and St. Albert, St. Bassianus, and Madonna with Child, are the work of Matteo della Chiesa. The organ, dating to 1507, is by Domenico di Lorenzo da Lucca, with an inlaid gilded wooden cornice by Daniele and Leonardo Gambarino. In 1513, Martino and Alberto Piazza were commissioned to create works for the chapel dedicated to St. Anthony and situated at the side of the choir. The centre of the chapel is dominated by Alberto Piazza's Berinzaghi polyptych. On either side of the central crucifixion are the Anagheri saints Cosmas and Damian, St. Rocco and St. Sebastian, reflecting the medical profession of Antonio Berinzaghi, who appears before St. Anthony the Abbot in the bottom left panel. Bottom centre is the Crowned Virgin, and St. Bassianus is on the right. Christ and the Apostles, each with his symbol, appear in the predella paintings. When the first decorative phase drew to a close in 1529, the church wardens commissioned Callisto and his brothers to bestow a new, mannerist style of decoration on the whole church. Callisto and his brothers, Scipione and Cesare, began in 1520 with lisenas, flat pilasters, decorated with fruit, flowers, trophies and putti, which brought the grotesque genre to Lodi. This decorative phase was actually completed only after Callisto's death, with his son Fulvio's work in the entrance octagon. In 1530, Callisto painted the chapel dedicated to John the Baptist, situated to the right of the high altar. His paintings of the Nativity of John the Baptist the sermon, the baptism, the banquet, and the beheading reveal extraordinary details, such as the figures of the wet nurse and the participants in the sermon canvas. The works of Callisto as a mature artist that testify to his mannerist change of direction are those in the Passione Chapel, dated 1538, depicting the capture, the procession to Calvary, the flagellation, the crucifixion, and the deposition from the cross. The last is a copy by Fulvio of his father's original, executed after the latter's death, but signed Callistus, 1538. The high altar was part of the grandiose restoration works promoted by Francesco de Limene in 1689, when the altar chapel was demolished to create the choir and altar. Plans for the restructuring were entrusted to the architect Carlo Fontana, the execution of the stalls to the woodcarver Carlo Antonio Lanzani, and the frescoes to Legnanino. The fresco depicting the coronation of Esther by Assuero in the apse was executed in 1699. Andrea Lanzani completed the vault with the coronation of the Virgin, while the wooden stalls, 1692-99, were realized with great technical skill in Baroque style by his brother, Giovan Battista. Finally, the splendid sacristy and the Museum of the Incoronata Treasury are well worth a visit.